It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Six here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. But hey, I want to invite you out. It's coming up this Sunday, May 30th, Scenic Hills Country Club. They're presenting Folds of Honor Patriot Day Golf Tournament. Again, it's Sunday, May 30th. You can join them for a full day of fun. All proceeds go to support the mission of Folds of Hope Foundation in providing educational scholarships to children and spouses of America's fallen and severely wounded soldiers. Absolutely incredible. You can visit scenichills.com for team and single round information, or you can always call 850-476-0380. Corporate sponsorships are also available. So again, check that out, scenichills.com. This upcoming Sunday, May 30th. Okay, I will tell you, it's Wednesday. I always love having just a day to be able to center ourselves and bring ourselves back to our wellness. So I want to go ahead and open up the lines for you. Jump on into the conversation here. 850-437-1620. Would love to hear from you this morning. We have our residential skincare expert, Jennifer Hoyt. She is here to talk today about something that every single one of us needs to be more mindful of. And give me a shout out if you're really good at this. 850-437-1620. Hydrating. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jenna. You got your water with you today?
I do. It's not within arm's reach, so I'm already breaking the rules. But we are seeing the temperatures creep up there. It looks like you're going to be feeling it close to 90 this upcoming weekend, and it's Memorial Day, so probably a lot of time out on the water at the beach. So we know that hydration is important, but why is it important for not just our wellness, but for our skin?
Great question, Jenna. Well, so water is the essence of life. Yes, nothing can live and survive without it. And our skin, being our body's largest organ, it definitely needs it. It needs it to regenerate, to protect everything underneath. And water does significantly impact our skin's health.
Okay, so you said it's the large. I knew that, but I never really thought about that. And so water, if you drink, is it different for each person? I mean, we're going to get into that. 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a tip. Actually, I would love to hear from you. If you're really good at drinking water and you have a tip for being able to track your water, maybe you're one of those, like, you have the jug, you carry it around, or you have a paper. Maybe you just know in your head and you just know when your body's like, oh, I need extra water. Please let us know. 850-437-1620. You can be an expert too. So, so you have your skin. It's the largest organ. I mean, how does it hydrate our skin?
So our skin is made up of three layers. Let's just keep it simple today. We're not going to be scientists. We're just going to let's keep it simple. Our skin is made up of three layers. The outermost, what we see every day, is our epidermis. And then underneath that is the dermis. And then under that is the subcutaneous layer. Mm. And when we drink water, we are nourishing our bodies from the inside out. So that water has to travel through all three layers. So if you think of our skin as like grapes, what happens to a grape when you remove the hydration?
Oh, yeah, it dries out.
Wrinkly, yeah. Dries, kind of
leaks
saggy.
Everywhere, which is gross. So.
So if you think of that, and then when you rehydrate food, when you add water to it, what happens?
It starts to plump up.
It starts to plump up and grow and smooth out, radiates.
Oh, look at that. Mm. Okay. And if you take the water away, you dehydrate it, and it turns into some dried mangoes and raisins. And we don't want raisins for skin. Mm-mm. That is for sure. And so I just want to remind you, you're listening to Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Hop on into the conversation today, friend, 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Jennifer Hoyt, she is here to share each month about how you can take care of your skin better. And if you have a question for her, whether it's hydration or not, please feel free to hop on in. You can send us a text or give us a call, 850-437-1620. So, all right, let's talk about just the impact hydration has on our skin. We know that there's a bunch of layers there. That last one, subcutaneous, mm-hmm. That's a fun word to say. how does it improve, as we're getting older? Does it improve with aging or looking younger?
It does, Jenna. So I like to focus on in my opinion, the four main impacts hydration has on our skin. The first one is that it improves our skin's elasticity. So if you think real quick, elasticity is what keeps our skin looking young. If you think about a rubber band, when you pull it tight and you stretch its elasticity, it's very taut, it's smooth. It's not loose or droopy, or you think like a worn out ponytail holder.
Right.
You've worn it so many times and now it's lost its effectiveness.
Sure.
And it's kind of saggy and droopy and it doesn't fit and we throw it away. So water keeps our skin hydrated, therefore it keeps our elasticity intact. And by keeping that intact, it helps to fight gravity. Which pulls on our skin and gives us the sagging and the wrinkles and the looseness
right.
that we don't want. And as we age, our collagen naturally breaks down. So by keeping it hydrated and well lubricated, then the collagen will degrade less over time, if that makes sense. Water is a key component for collagen. Collagen is a key component in keeping us looking younger and more vibrant and radiant and smoother skin, less sagging, less wrinkles, helps to fight the effects of aging.
So I'm going to interject real quick. A lot of, you see the trends, you see the wellness trends, you see the beauty trends. It just happens. It feels like something new is coming out on the market every single week. And collagen has been a big one the past, it seems almost about 2 years. We started to see an uptick in the discussion and conversation how you need collagen. Well, we have it in our skin already, but we start losing it around, I believe, the age of 15, teenager years. And we don't realize that. We're out there sunbathing, right? And cooking ourselves in the heat because we want to be all glowy and pretty. And or just driving the tractor and mowing the lawn. And then all of a sudden it's oh, wait a second, I'm burnt to a crisp.
Yes.
But the collagen is super important for keeping the youthfulness of your skin.
Absolutely.
But what you're saying is you need water along with the collagen. They work together hand in hand.
Yes, they do. Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's new information to me. I will say, it makes sense. Water literally is life, right?
It is life.
We hear it all the time. And so I say, somebody texted in and said that they have a water bottle system. So every time they empty their water bottle, they refill it and they know that they have a certain amount to go throughout the day.
Very good.
That's good. The reusable water bottles are really helpful in tracking your water and staying hydrated. And, if you have another tip or if you have a question, 850-437-1620, we would love to hear from you. In just a moment, we're going to take a quick break. But again, you're listening to Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr with Jennifer Hoyt. She is a skincare expert, but she also is giving tips. And water is tied to the health of our skin. We want healthy skin. We want to stay hydrated throughout the summer. Nobody wants to be droopy. You use that rubber band reference. And nobody keeps around a stretched out, dinky rubber band. You just get rid of it. But we can't do that to our skin. So we want to keep it supple and hydrated. And we want to keep everybody healthy throughout not just the next few days as it gets hotter, but throughout the summer months as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about how the more water you take in, the more toxins you flush out. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
There are so many things in today's world fighting for your attention. As a business owner, how are you breaking through all the clutter and telling your business's unique story? Cue happy music! At ADX Digital, we are your online storytellers. We help bring brands just like yours to life. We help place your company's message into the devices and inboxes of your ideal customers through strategic and measurable marketing efforts. Yes, that's possible. And no, you don't have to figure it out alone.
Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director at ADX Digital. Myself and our team at ADX Digital would like to be your business partner when it comes to all things digital marketing. From social media, retargeting your website visitors, Google AdWords, OTT, and CTV, geofencing, Amazon Premium, and so much more. We can help you understand all these things and help you determine which of these opportunities will achieve your goals you've set for your business this year. Contact us today and let's set up a time to get to know one another. Visit adxdigitalmarketing.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join O'Reilly's Irish Pub for a happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. to buy one, get one free wine, beer, and well drinks. Also make sure you join us for our weekly events like Sunday brunch with $8 bottomless mimosas and $10 bottles of champagne, trivia night, bingo, $1 drink night, and more. Visit our website at O'ReillysPub.com to view all events and times and to see our upcoming special events. Can't wait to see you down at O'Reilly's Irish Pub right on South Palafox Street.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Florida Army National Guard, aired by the Florida Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The 2021 Florida legislative session has concluded. Multiple bills passed through legislation, and we will recap what happened in Tallahassee Thursday, June 3rd, on WSRE's post-session legislative review. What bills passed, and what will that bill mean for Northwest Florida? WSRE and their panel of legislators will discuss everything in the 2021 Florida legislative session. That's Thursday, June 3rd, beginning at 7 p.m., televised on WSRE and heard right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's about your health, your pets, your home, your garden, your money, and everything that's Northwest Florida. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bobby Rossi and Pensacola right now.
Coming up tonight at 5:10, there's a veto request going to Governor DeSantis. I'll tell you what it is and why I agree with it. Join me.
4 till 7 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We have some breaking news coming in, so let's go over to Mark Jacobs in the newsroom.
Yeah, we're just getting this word in. Yet another mass shooting to report in the country this morning. This is out of San Jose, California. Getting reports that multiple people have been killed following a shooting in downtown San Jose a couple of hours ago. The Mercury News, that's the local paper there, says it happened near the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office. They also say the shooter's dead. Video showing multiple police cars, ambulances, took place near a city transportation authority yard. A couple of fires burning nearby. It's unclear if they're connected to that shooting, but that's the word we're getting so far this morning, that multiple people have died in a shooting in downtown San Jose. We expect that Fox News will have some more information for us coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Jenna?
All right. Thank you for that, Mark. Stick around. We will have news about 10:30 here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel, a little lifestyle news for you. And please feel free to hop on into the conversation, 850-437-1620. At about 10:35, we're going to get an update with Terrence A. Gross from Gross and Schuster. So if you have any questions for him, it doesn't have to be anything law related or anything personal, but if you have a question for him, please tune in about 10:35 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. It's about 10:20 right now. Over the next couple of minutes, I want to talk a little bit more. We have Jennifer Hoyt. She is a residential skincare expert, and she's here to talk about hydration and the effects of water on your skin. So we all want to feel healthy. Right, Jennifer?
Of course.
We all want to feel that little pep in our step. This ain't pep talk for nothing.
Exactly.
So let's talk about how water can flush out toxins, which can put that pep in your step and that glow in your skin.
Yes. Well, our bodies are amazing at flushing out toxins. We were created with a very sophisticated, highly complex system of elimination. Free radicals, unfortunately, are part of everyday life. They're little molecules that have unpaired electrons that are not charged, and they go about their day searching for cells to steal electrons from. They're little thieves, and they are not cool. Not cool.
Super so we need, not cool.
We need to flush those out. So with anything, when you flush and irrigate, we oftentimes, you need a liquid to flush it out. Water.
Yes? Right.
So, as these free radicals move around our body searching for electrons, they damage cells and DNAs and proteins that cause our skin to prematurely age. These free radicals can be everywhere and anywhere. We're exposed to them a number of ways. Some common ones are air pollution, sun exposure from the harmful UV rays, smoking, alcohol, poor nutrition. Mm-hmm. You know, just the healthier we keep our body, the more hydrated we are. We're giving our body the tools it needs to heal itself and correct itself and get itself back on track. If we just let our body do its thing and give it what it needs, we really don't have to do a lot. Our body will do it for us.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
We just have to give it the right tools. You can't put Kool-Aid in your car and expect to go anywhere.
No. No, please don't do that.
No. So since our bodies were designed this way, we can give it the tools and flush it out. You know, like the old saying goes, as smooth as a well-oiled machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you think water is our machine's lubrication. So we flush out the free radicals. They're not stealing electrons. They're not causing the premature aging. So it's very important to keep that out. Keep out the free radicals. When you know you're going to be exposed to them, do what you can to protect yourself.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. So I do want to discuss a little bit more about how much water we should drink a day. I feel like it can be tricky, right?
It is. It is. And according to Harvard Health, it's recommended that a generally healthy person like you and I should drink a recommended 4 to 6 8-ounce glasses of water a day. There's no cookie cutter, no one size fits all, but for the everyday, generally healthy person, that's a pretty good rule to stick by, 4 to 6 8-ounce glasses. However, before beginning any kind of regimen or new routine, if you have any health issues or concerns, you always check with your physician before starting anything new.
Sure.
You know.
All right. So, you know, can there be too much hydration?
There can. Without getting into all the science of it right now, you can Google, there's water intoxications and different things that can happen to us.
Or with people who are on high blood pressure medicine, you have to be super careful.
You know, or if you're taking any type of medications that causes you to retain water, or like any thyroid conditions or cardiac concerns, just always check with your physician before beginning anything new.
Okay. I love that. Yes. And we're going to chat a little bit more. We're about to take another quick break. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. Like I mentioned before, we're talking about hydration, hydrating the nation and keeping everybody supple, but also healthy. It's Memorial Day weekend, which means summer is here. I don't care what anybody says. Memorial Day means it's summer. And so we want everybody to stay hydrated, whether you're at the beach or the pool or taking a hike. So make sure you drink that water. Take it with you. You see water stations everywhere these days. Before we wrap up, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about not only how you can tell if you're hydrated enough, but one little extra tip to make sure you maintain that hydration daily. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. For over a decade, I've been recommending Frontier Motors. They're a friendly and honest dealer and will help you through the car buying process without the frustration normally associated with car shopping. In fact, their pressure-free buying experience is so successful, it's left them with a severe inventory shortage. That makes it a perfect time to head to Frontier for a cash offer in writing. Seems like everything's gone up lately, and that includes used cars. Now is a great time to sell the car and get out of debt. If you have the title, they will cut you a check right on the spot. Or if you still owe some money, they'll pay off the vehicle and you'll get the difference. Folks, this is a great way to sell your vehicle. By the way, Frontier Motors is the only dealer I recommend in Pensacola. I trust these guys. They only sell cars in like-new premium condition. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, this is Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial. Every day someone tells me I don't have a plan for my money. You might have done a great job of accumulating wealth, but preserving it, using it, passing it on in a tax-efficient manner doesn't happen by accident. Mainstay Financial is your GPS on the road of financial security, so your money will be around for you and your children and your children's children. Visit us at mainstaypensacola.com or call me at 437-3127.
Hey guys, I'm Nicole Stacy. There are more things to do in our area than you can even imagine. So who better to share the adventure of the Pensacola experience than the team at Visit Pensacola? Share with us your experience by using the hashtag ExperiencePeakOla. Go to visitpensacola.com and listen in Friday at 9:30 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Back on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. This is Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr here with Jennifer Hoyt. We're talking Wellness Wednesday, folks. Wellness Wednesday, water, hydration. And Jennifer, how can I tell if I'm hydrated enough?
There are 3 telltale signs that I always look for in myself, my family, my clients. Number one, it's weird, it's gross. Look at your urine.
Oh, yeah.
More pale yellow, the more hydrated you are,
that's true.
The darker, drink up.
Drink up. Guzzle.
Drink up. Guzzle it down. Gulp it.
All right.
Count your restroom breaks. Obviously, the more hydrated you are, the more you're eliminating those free radicals. So the more pit stops you'll need to take along the way. And a really good one is a pinch test. If you pinch the skin on the back of your hand and count how long it takes for it to return back to its natural state, the longer it takes, the more dehydrated you are. If you pull it and you pinch, you let go and it snaps right back, then you're pretty well hydrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Okay, so check your urine. That's great. Count those restroom breaks. Do the little pinch test on the back of your hand. And one more step. Give us one good pointer to maintain our hydration.
Track it. Track. There's apps. You know, take a Sharpie. I know when I was in the military, we would take an ink pen and mark little hash marks on our hands, how many canteens we have drank that day.
All right. Yep. I love it. All right, guys, stick around. We have news for you after Fox.